Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Thursday morning. This segment, typically with Joe Rexrode, is brought to you by Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. With that, we are pleased to bring in our good friend John Glennon from The Athletic. John, what's going on, brother?
Not too much. Trying to keep up with everything here, Robbie. How you doing?
Doing great. Hope you are safely practicing your social distancing.
Oh, I'm way out there. I think I've left the house like maybe once, twice in the last 3 days. Had a little mailbox trip, and that's about it.
Toilet paper? You able to find any out there?
We started stocking early. So, we're in a good position here. We feel like we've got a leverage if anybody wants toilet paper.
look for some eBay movement from the Glennon household soon.
That's right.
Glennon is a pro. So, John, what did you make of the move the Titans made yesterday to send Jarrell Casey to the Denver Broncos for a seventh-round pick? What was your initial reaction to the move, and what do you think could be coming next for the Titans now that they've made that move?
Yeah, my initial reaction was, wow. This was one we definitely did not see coming. But it was also kind of one of those moves that the more you looked at it, the more you understood it, in that the Titans clearly wanted to get some more cap space. Jarrell Casey was going to be due about $5.5 million. It was going to become guaranteed on his 2020 contract in just a few days. That's why it happened now. And of course, the Titans saved a bundle for next year as well. The question, of course, becomes what are they clearing the cap space for? And certainly the speculation is Jadeveon Clowney, which would make sense in a lot of ways. But still, until we see what player it is, it's hard to judge this move because we don't know what the Titans are doing exactly with that money. But the loss of Casey, certainly a huge one, both in the locker room and on the field. Casey was kind of a cornerstone type player, a guy who was a captain for six straight years. So big loss in that regard for the Titans.
Yeah, that's one of the things, John, is you start stacking the names, it's going to be a really different locker room next year. Even Mariota, now that's a little different because I think Tannehill sort of assumed that quarterback, and leader of the offense role. But we expect Woodyard to be gone. Obviously, even Cam Wake came in and was a nice addition, but that was short term. But Walker and Casey in particular, you're talking about, and Woodyard. That's three guys right there to me who were, I don't know how high you put them, but I'd put them pretty high on the list of important voices in that locker room. All moving on. And obviously there are some really important guys coming back, and we'll find out about Logan Ryan. But is there concern just about that much disruption in an aspect of this team that, the Titans have told us over and over again is a really important part of their success?
I think there has to be, until we see which of the younger guys are ready to kind of step up and fill those roles. And certainly there are some solid candidates. The Titans still have Kevin Byard. Kenny Vaccaro, I think, will be a good leader. Even like a Daquan Jones has some leadership ability from kind of a example type player. And then you look on the other side of the ball, of course, you've got the quarterback, Tannehill. Ben Jones is the captain. Taylor Lewan, of course, very outspoken. And then, even a guy like a Derrick Henry started becoming more of a leader too. But yeah, you're right. It's a huge slice of experience of leadership there that's gone. And we all tend to look at these transactions on paper and say, okay, that's going to give the Titans this amount of money, and they need to fill this type of role on the roster and so forth. But yeah, we can't overlook that either. And we know that every year the team is going to look different, but that is that's a very big slice of leadership. So we're certainly going to have to see some new leaders emerge and play more significant roles in that regard next year for the Titans.
John Glennon from The Athletic on the line with us. And, John, obviously a lot still left to be done this offseason. I would even say the free agency grade at this point is incomplete. But just on its face value, what did you make of the Vic Beasley signing by the Titans? Because I got to be honest with you, I was not overly inspired by that one.
I think that probably reflects the sentiment of a lot of Titans fans out there. That one was a bit of a surprise to me because certainly there have been question marks raised about Vic Beasley over the years. You know, the Titans let him walk after his contract expired this year. And if you look at his career, and at least in terms of sack production, it's been a roller coaster. You know, he had the 1 year with 15 and a half, and then he kind of dipped down to, say, five or so for a couple of years. And I think last year he bumped it back up to eight. But, you know, I guess the good news is at least there's a little bit more depth on the edge right now. I don't know if that was the big edge rusher that Titans fans had in mind when they figured, you know, they were going to fill an edge rusher role. So I still wonder, you know, and again, the name Clowney keeps coming up. I still wonder if that is the shoe that's still going to drop here. The Titans have a large amount of cap space now, and you know, there's not a ton of guys that are still out there. So I still have to wonder, you know, is Jadeveon Clowney going to be a Titan here at some point?
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question. One, I'm going to give you two here. One, is there anyone else out there that could be inspiring or interesting, maybe a little bit off the radar? And two, how much would you be willing to pay Jadeveon Clowney right now? I mean, there's reports out there that he's looking for 20, which, whew, talk about sticker shock. What do you think is a reasonable number for him?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I think he's clearly out pricing himself right now from what it sounds. If those $20 million averages are, or estimates are accurate, you know, you look at Dante Fowler, who has some pretty good numbers in terms of an edge rusher, and I think he signed for 3 years at $48 million. You know, that's probably more in the neighborhood of what teams are looking for. You know, I think if you look at the tags right now, you know, a defensive end franchise tag is about $17.8 million. An outside linebacker tag, which probably, you know, is more accurate for Clowney, is about $14.8 million. So maybe somewhere in between those or closer to the defensive end even is where Clowney might come in at this point. You know, and I think if the Titans are indeed pursuing Jadeveon Clowney, the good news at this point is a lot of teams have either franchised their big edge guy or they've signed guys here so far in free agency. So there's not a lot of teams, you wouldn't think, that are still in the running for a Jadeveon Clowney type. Not a lot of teams that are running up his price tag. So from that respect, I think it has to be encouraging in terms of money laid out for a guy like him.
John, we were talking in the last segment about the backup quarterback position for the Titans. Obviously not going to be in as good of a spot as they were last year from that regard, but if you were John Robinson in the Titans, how would you approach addressing the backup quarterback position?
Well, you know, I mean, they do have a lot of interest in Logan Woodside. You know, it sounds a little bit far-fetched, you know, certainly because Logan Woodside hasn't played much in the NFL, but they do like him and will give him a serious look, I think. You know, he's a guy that's been practice squad for the last 2 years, but, you know, he shows flashes, you know, in training camp, preseason, and so forth. So he's worth a look, but I do think there has to be at least another veteran competing there in camp. You know, I think the biggest name out there probably, well, aside from someone like Jameis Winston, who isn't going to be coming here as a backup quarterback, you know, what about someone like a Blake Bortles? You know, again, you're talking a backup quarterback role here. That's a guy with all kinds of NFL experience, certainly, and has certainly proven he can win some games. So if you really want to have a decent 1-2 punch, he'd probably be the guy. You know, the pickings are kind of slim after that in terms of veteran guys. You look at maybe, you know, Brett Hundley, who played in Green Bay, you know, a decent amount for 1 year. Maybe a Geno Smith. You know, a Matt Moore who's getting up in years. So the names are not especially prominent ones at this point. I think, you know, again, Blake Bortles in terms of experience and a guy who's actually won some games probably head and shoulders above most of the guys that are available right now.
Yeah, but see, it can't be Bortles, because the dream would be Bortles being Jarrell Casey's teammate and you know, interviewing Casey. But what do you think about your new teammate, Blake Bortles? Are you pretty excited or what? Although, they do play the Broncos next year, right? So
they do.
Yeah, so we can flip it around and hear Jarrell Casey rip backup quarterback Blake Bortles before the game.
That's true. That's true. It does set up some interesting potential matchups. But, yeah, from a Titans standpoint, you know, as I say, the pickings are certainly kind of slim. So, I don't know. You at least have to take a look at that guy right now.
That would be fun. I'm in.
I'm in, too. John Glennon from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. John, thanks so much for joining us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll get back into the Jarrell Casey trade that sends him to the Denver Broncos. What's our reaction to that? And where do we think the Titans go next with the cap space they freed up? You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.